Oh, fuck off. I knew it. I knew you'd try to pin this shit on me.
Oh, Vivian. How could you? He was your father.
Really? Was I the only one who noticed she was a sociopath?
Eat shit, Jen. You fucks have nothing on me.
Really? We've got motive. Resent for being written out of the will.
I told you, idiots. I don't even care about the money.
We know you had access to the study, that you had ample opportunity to plant the poison, and we know about that little note you sent to your father last month.
Note? What note? I've never sent my father a note.
Vivian Black, you're under arrest for the murder of James Black.
Oh. There, Liz. It's all right.
Bye-bye, Viv. Oh, don't worry. I'll come visit you so I can see you in your fancy orange jumpsuit.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all of you.
You thought your case was solid, but the police chief was shaky, and so was Allison. True, Vivian had good motive and had opportunity to enter the study, but sadly, it could never be established that she had access to the cyanide that killed her father. And to add insult to injury, her fingerprints weren't found on the note in her father's desk. After review, it was decided that the case be dropped on grounds that the suspect didn't have the means to carry out the crime. Allison was shaken, and in the weeks that followed, your relationship became strained. She left you later that year, and the two of you never spoke again. The murder of James Black would always haunt you. You'd been sure you had it all figured out. Out of obsession, you'd spend your remaining years puzzling over it, trying to work out who the killer really was. But you never discovered the truth, and it would nag at you for the rest of your life.